Well, a warm welcome along to the Euro Assist, brought to you in association with freesupertips.com, as we look forward to the first legs of the Champions League semi-final ties. It's gone quick. We've already reached the last four, and there are two cracking matches to look forward to. I'm Warren Ashurst, and I'm pleased to say I'm joined by Jack Ogilby to look ahead to this week's two big matches. And we'll kick off straight away with Tuesday's stellar tie, and that is in the French capital, where PSG take on Bayern Munich. An 8 o'clock kickoff for this one. This is obviously the standout tie, Jack, and I think probably most people will feel this probably should be the final.
Yeah, it's kind of reminiscent of last season when Inter played Barcelona in the semi-finals, and then they kind of ran out of steam by the time they got to PSG in the final. It just sets up so nicely. The two legs for Bayern Munich against Real Madrid, they were just fabulous, weren't they? And PSG, it just seems, I know we're only into the second season of this new league phase, etc., the Champions League, but they just look like the team for the spring and the summer, don't they? Just appear to be timing the run perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, where Chelsea look a little bit heavy-legged from playing in the Club World Cup in the summer, PSG look to have timed it, as you say, absolutely perfectly. The home team here, by the way, 13-10 to claim the victory in the first leg. Bayern 7-4 and the draw 14-5. Before we get our best bets in terms of this game and a bet builder as well for the big clash, quick focus on PSG first, Jack. I mean, we saw them so impressive against Liverpool over both legs last time out. They've been helped by the French FA more than once this season with moving fixtures around. They actually had to play this weekend against Angers. How much, though, do you think that winning last year's Champions League has put them in good stead for this year's tournament?
Well, I think actually almost having the league sewn up now is even a bigger factor, because Lens, they drew with Brest at the weekend. Then Luis Enrique rested his big guns really at Angers, and he still won 3-0. I think the experience of coming good in the spring last season will give them lots of confidence. But you look at the team that started at the weekend at Angers, Dembele, Doué and Carrasquelia didn't even make it off the bench. There's also hope that Vitinha is going to be fit for this game, having suffered that heel injury. And Fabian Ruiz made his first start since January at the weekend. So it just seems that things are coming together. There is a bit of a doubt, though, over Achraf Hakimi, who came off at the weekend. That is a real problem position in their squad. Like, Warren Zaïre-Emery's had to play at right back. He's also played left back in the midfield. I think he's played more minutes than anyone else, but still not a regular, the youngster. I also have doubts over the goalkeeping situation. Lucas Chevalier hasn't done it since signing from Lille. Matai Safonov, he was second choice for a reason, wasn't it? And he was second choice at the start of the season too. He is now first choice, but while he has shown up well in the Champions League, there are worries, but it's the chaos that they thrive on, I think.
Yeah, a couple of great saves, by the way, in the two legs with Liverpool. But he did come flapping at crosses on a couple of occasions. I think possibly some people might want to wait and see what the team uses before they make a selection on this game. As you say, with Vitinha and Hakimi being doubts, I can tell you that Serge Gnabry is set to miss out for Bayern because of a thigh problem. They also made changes at the weekend and then had to bring out a few of the big guns to try and overturn Mainz. 3-0 down they were at one stage and eventually went on to win 4-3. I have to say, I hadn't seen much of Bayern in the league format, Jack, the odd occasion, but I watched both games against Real Madrid, and the game in the Bernabeu, they looked another level, they really were. How much you can read into the second leg is difficult, because obviously they had that advantage from the first leg and they kind of got stuck between a rock and a hard place, not knowing whether to go for more goals or to sit on the lead.
Yeah, they also had a goalkeeper who gave Real Madrid a goal in the first minute of the Allianz Arena, didn't they? So that didn't really help things. I think their goalkeeping situation is really interesting as well, because Manuel Neuer has been so good for so long, but he's also been injured quite a lot in recent seasons, and he's just, well, he's late 30s, he's not the goalkeeper he was, unfortunately. We all know it happens to us all. You're just not quite as sharp as you were in your younger days. But I've been really impressed by Vincent Kompany, the way he's evolved as a coach, especially in this second season. It's just that calmness he has. And you mentioned Gnabry. It's just such a shame that he isn't going to play, because he has really evolved under Kompany. He's almost a number 10 now, and he's a perfect foil for Harry Kane in that Kane drops deep and Gnabry runs into the space. But they've got wonderful attacking options that are going to make up for Gnabry's absence.
Yeah, they have indeed. It looks like the front three for Bayern will be Diaz, Kane and Elise, and all three of those were sensational over different periods of those two legs against Real Madrid. It promises to be an absolute cracker, this game. As I say, slightly disappointing that it's not the final. A lot of people thought, of course, last season should have been PSG and Barcelona in the final, and Inter Milan upset the apple cart there. Let's get Jack's best bet then in terms of Tuesday's big clash in Paris. What are we thinking here, Jack?
Yeah, I'm going to go both teams scoring over 3.5 goals. Just the right side of evens from a punter's point of view. It's one of those where PSG have kept six clean sheets in the last eight, but both teams have scored in eight of Bayern's last nine in Europe. And you look at the recent form, both teams score is a regular feature for the Bavarians. And there have been five or more goals in four of their last five games. You referenced the weekend when they came a 3-0 down to win 4-3. I think it's just going to be all in for the win from both of these teams, and I think it's going to be a fantastic game.
Yeah, well, two very evenly matched teams, there's no doubt about that. And they both scored 38 goals in this season's competition. Another indication, Friar, the stats as to how close they are matched. PSG did top the Champions League standings in terms of possession stats with 63% to Bayern's 58.1. But both have a 90% passing accuracy in this competition so far this season. Bayern, by the way, did win 2-1 in Paris during the league stage with a brace from Luis Diaz, who later got sent off in that game. And I'm actually going with Luis Diaz, anytime goal scorer, as my selection here. I just think Bayern look even better away from home than they do at the Allianz Arena in this tournament so far. And I think, as I say, with Luis Diaz already on the score sheet a couple of times against PSG this season and wanting to avenge that red card as well, I think any time goal scorer bet at around about 13-8 looks a really good price. So the big one then, as far as the Champions League semi-finals are concerned, Tuesday at 8 p.m, PSG against Bayern Munich. Before we look ahead to Arsenal's tie, though, we've got a bet builder for you to look forward to in terms of that PSG-Bayern clash. And Jack, what's your selection for this one?
Yeah, three legs, a couple of goal scorers and a card bet. Harry Kane to score to kick us off, 12 goals in 11 Champions League appearances this season. He's just in phenomenal form. Ousmane Dembele is the second leg to score. He's just brilliant. He's got two goals against Liverpool and at home against Chelsea earlier in this competition. He also scored when these sides met in the Club World Cup last summer. And finally, to round things off, a yellow card for Konrad Laimer. Really impressive how he's evolved from a midfielder into a good attacking fullback under Kompany. However, he has been booked a team high four times in this season's Champions League. So, yeah, two goal scorer bets, Kane and Dembele at the double, with Konrad Laimer to be booked. That's 14-1.
Okay, that is your bet builder then for PSG against Bayern Munich. And as promised, we move on to Arsenal now, who are on the road as they head to the Spanish capital to take on Atletico Madrid on Wednesday evening. As far as the prices are concerned for this 8 o'clock kickoff, Atletico 7-4, Arsenal 13-8, and the draw 11-5. Let's look at the home team then first, Jack, because it looks to me as though Diego Simeone's been targeting the Champions League from probably about end of March, because you look at his team selections in La Liga, he's been making several changes.
Yeah, it's been an odd situation with the Champions League qualification all but sewn up, but I'm so far behind the other big sides in Spain, Barcelona and Real Madrid. I was kind of all in on Atleti earlier in the season. When I saw the draw and how it was going to pan out, I thought they were a bit of a sleeper for outright in this competition. I think losing the Copa del Rey final against Real Sociedad will have been a big blow to their confidence. But it's going to be an emotional night at the Metropolitano, isn't it? Antoine Griezmann's final home European game for Los Colchoneros before popping off. Interesting that Simeone picked a strong side at the weekend. They beat Bilbao 3-2. That was the first time they've actually won since beating Barcelona in this tournament. It's no secret, is it? They just want to win this competition.
Yeah, absolutely desperate. All their eggs in one basket, you could say, going into this clash with Arsenal. And Arsenal themselves, of course, are kind of caught between two posts at the moment, because they are trying to fight on both fronts, trying to keep it an even balance between their battles in Europe and in the Premier League. And of course, they did get back to winning ways at the weekend, a much-needed 1-0 win over Newcastle. But a couple of injury issues that will be a concern, not only for Mikel Arteta, but for also Arsenal fans and Arsenal backers. And it looks as though, Jack, Kai Havertz might miss out.
Yes, but this is Arsenal all over, isn't it? I think if we zoom out and see that they're in the Champions League semi-final for the second season in a row, and by the time Manchester City next kick off, a week on Monday, a week today as we record, they could be 6 points clear in the Premier League. Yes, two games more, but in a wonderful position, aren't they? I just think everyone needs a bit of context around Arsenal. They ground out against Newcastle, perhaps fortunate. Yes, they are missing some big players, but they've also got a lot of big players fit. And the way they've, I keep using this word, evolved, the way they've evolved in this new year since the turn of the year, their game is so based on set pieces. They're so well coached without the ball. People can slot into those positions if key members are also missing.
Yeah, Havertz was taken off after half an hour, in case you didn't see, against Newcastle. And it does look like that Victor Gyökeres might well have to start up front if Havertz isn't fit. In terms of Atletico, by the way, they'll be without midfielder Pablo Barrios, who suffered a muscle problem at the weekend. So both teams having to battle with injury issues. I suppose the fact that they scored five against Spurs at the Metropolitano shows exactly. Arsenal have to be well aware of what's needed here against Atletico. You can't afford to make mistakes. What's your best bet, Jack, for this game?
Well, Arsenal won 4-0 when they met the Emirates, didn't they, in the league phase, but I don't see anything like that. I think it's going to be a draw at 11-5. I think Atletico's game is going to revert to what they used to be and just give Arsenal a ball, because I think they'll just try and incite anxiety from that point of view and wait for Arsenal to make mistakes and then counter on the break. I think Arsenal's set piece is so good, and Atleti can be a bit shaky. I think Arsenal will score, but I can't see Atletico not scoring. I just think a draw just makes sense. I think it's a result both managers would take as well.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think both teams would be absolutely happy to take a draw and try and battle it out at the Emirates in the second leg. I'm also going with that draw as well. I think Arsenal have now scored no more than one goal in each of the last seven matches in all competitions. Best chances to take it back to the Emirates, I think, level pegging. Remember seeing them against against Bayer Leverkusen in the previous rounds, and against Sporting Lisbon as well. Weren't particularly great, got the job done with a draw in Germany and a 1-0 win in Lisbon, and then went on from there to go and qualify for the next stage. It wouldn't be a massive surprise to me to see these two play out a draw and then say, well, let's have another go over 90 minutes in London. As far as the bet builder is concerned for this game, well, I've gone with the selections for Atletico Arsenal. I'm going with under three goals, expecting a tight affair, like we've both said. I don't think there's much that either team are willing to stake in this first leg, with the second leg, of course, that's still to come. My second leg for the bet builder is Martin Zubimendi to be booked. I mean, it's been mentioned quite a lot by several pundits recently. He looks tired, he looks leggy over the last few weeks. It's been a tough old first season for him in the Premier League, and he's been booked four times in this season's Champions League already, and going back to Spain against a pretty physical Atletico side, it wouldn't be a surprise to see him pick up a yellow card in that game. And I'm going with Julian Alvarez to have two plus shots in the game as well. He's had 41 attempts in this season's Champions League, an average of 3.16 per match. Of course, he scored some crucial goals in the last round against Barcelona, and I think he could be the one that Arsenal have to keep a close eye on in this semi-final. So just a reminder, under three goals, Martin Zubimendi to be booked and Julian Alvarez to have two plus shots, and that will pay out at around about 15-2. Just before we leave you on this week's Euro assist, just a quick thought on Jack in terms of the outright betting market at the moment. Jack, are you along the lines of most people that the winner comes from that PSG Bayern semi-final?
I think if Atletico win the first leg, they might win the competition. However, I think Paris Saint-Germain are going to win the tournament as things stand.
Well, I'm going to put my neck on the chopping block, and I think Bayern Munich are going to go through and win this competition overall. Should be absolutely sensational, two semi-finals, though. Of course, we'll be back next Monday to preview the second legs of the semi-finals as well. Don't forget, of course, to like, subscribe and comment on the Racing Post YouTube channel. The domestic version of The Assist will be back on Thursday, so make sure you join us for that. In the meantime, enjoy your football action this weekend, and as always, please remember to gamble responsibly.